we have set the pace in terms of how lateral flow testing should be used, particularly when you're dealing with extremely high levels. So we were the first people to move to lateral flow testing, and you know, subsequently we were followed obviously by our counterparts in the Channel Islands, and then more recently in recent days by the UK.
Obviously the messaging has been quite clear in terms of the last couple of weeks in terms of taking lateral flow tests before attending big events or crowded spaces and things like that, to do them just regularly as well. How well do you feel members of the public have responded to that message so far?
I think the evidence is they've responded extremely well, that the uptake in terms of the public being asked to report in their cases has been incredibly well received, and that the public are indeed doing that. I think we've got obviously higher levels of case reporting coming through, and my view is that the public have behaved incredibly responsibly and really have taken to heart the need for self-responsibility in this type of situation when you've got such a highly virulent virus going around. And as I said, I expect this to happen, carry on for the next week or 10 days or so, but then there should be some clear evidence that we should be either plateauing or starting to, pressure should be starting to ease if we go by what's happening in other areas.
Given the ongoing situation in England in terms of supplies and the demand they're facing, how much of an effect do you expect that to have on us in the coming weeks?
It still remains a risk, but as it stands at the moment, our supplies are good. We're well stocked, and there should be no fear in the next few weeks of us running short of lateral flow tests. But you know, it's clearly a risk. Those in charge of ordering lateral flows are well aware of that. But I've been very pleased with the way that this has been managed and the stock and stockpiles that we have.